This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Events in Egypt are certainly dominating the headlines at the moment as foreigners, including Australians, flee from Cairo after violent protests. Bishop Suriel is from the Melbourne Diocese of the Coptic Orthodox Church. Hello, Bishop Suriel. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
Can you just tell us, first of all, for people who are not sort of, I guess, aware of the situation in Egypt, what are these protests really all about?
I think mainly the people are protesting because they want to see change in Egypt with respect, you know, reform with respect to economic issues and social issues, political issues. You know, they've been under the same regime for 30 years and they feel that, you know, they can't find jobs. There's a lot of poverty. And they want to see some of these things change, and they've been hearing the same type of rhetoric for 30 years, and they feel that their rights are not being met by the current government.
Well, as you mentioned, Hosni Mubarak has been in power for only 30 years. What would you say characterizes his leadership?
Look, I think President Mubarak, to a great extent, has been moderate. He's tried, you know, to control the situation in Egypt as much as possible. But I think the problem really is not with President Mubarak, but more so with his government and those who are working underneath him. Mm-hmm. And I think that it's a weak government that is not able, you know, to give security, for example, to the Christians in Egypt. And we've heard of the bomb attack on New Year's Eve, and last year another 6 Christians that were killed, many, many incidents, you know, of lack of security and protection and human rights for the Copts of Egypt.
Okay. We've heard today that the military have said that they won't use force against the Egyptian people. What's the significance of that statement?
I think, you know, it would be a real disaster to see the military turn on its own people. Mm. And, you know, I think that from all the news reports I've been hearing, you know, the military is very much respected by the Egyptian people. Mm-hmm. And we saw that in all of the news reports and images coming out of Egypt. And I really hope that that would not ever happen. And I really pray that peace can prevail and return back to the streets of Egypt and people can get back to their life.
The president, though, is from a military background, isn't he? Does this mean that they're sort of moving away from supporting him, or is that not the case?
Well, what I see at the moment is that there is full support for President Mubarak at the moment from the military.
Okay, all right. And what, I guess, if there is a change of government or some sort of move, would there be fears that it could actually end up being worse than the current situation?
Well, of course, there is that fear because, you know, if there is any extremist groups that take hold of the country, you know, I think it will be to the detriment of all Egyptians and in particular to the Christians. And I think for all of the Middle East, and it would have ramifications all over the world.
So is this unrest related to any of the other unrest? I know that there's been things happening in Tunisia. Is it part of the same movement or is it just unique to Egypt?
Well, I think that this is what, you know, initiated all of this. But, you know, I think that the feelings have been building up over many years. But I think, you know, the Egyptian people saw that as an opportunity when they saw what happened in Tunisia, that perhaps the opportunity might arise in Egypt as well.
Okay. So what would you hope would happen next? What would be, I guess, the best outcome from your point of view?
I think we want reform to happen. There is no doubt about this. You know, that people can, you know, have a good education, can have a good life, can have good jobs, you know, can live a peaceful life within Egypt. And, you know, if President Mubarak is able to do this and able to do all of this reform that the people really want, well, then, you know, this is, we wait to see this. You know, if this doesn't happen and this does not appease the Egyptian public and someone else comes into power, then, you know, we hope that really that person, whoever that may be, is a person that is able to bring on this very much needed reform in Egyptian society.
All right. Well, thank you for taking some time to just explain a little bit about it this morning, Bishop Suriel.
You're most welcome. Thank you very much.
Thank you. It's Bishop Cyril from the Melbourne Diocese of the Coptic Orthodox Church.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.